The Boy Who Was Lost, The Beggar's Greatest Wish, The Unforgiving Servant. These are some of the 12 stories that you'll find in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus. Learn more about this resource for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9 at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House and request the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June, Archbooks Treasury, Life of Jesus, 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday, June the 12th. We've got four soundbites to play for you. After we've played them, you give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, and you vote for one of them to be Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own, but we need to know what your reasons are. So tell us who you are, where you listen, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can also email us your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or send it to us via Twitter at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell baptismal keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Abigail Schreier. Here is what Jewish people were told after objecting to stay-at-home orders in New York.
So we were told to use Zoom. Many people told me this when, you know, noted, you know, or Jews couldn't have Passover Seders, and we were all told to use Zoom. Now, all religious people have various, you know, kinds of religious restrictions. Orthodox Jews are not allowed to use electronic devices on most holidays and the Sabbath. So that was not an option for us. But the interesting thing was that no one had the temerity to suggest that the protesters might have likewise used Zoom. Religion has always offered a check on state power. Churches, synagogues, houses of worship, they answer to God first and foremost, and not to the politically fashionable notions of their age. And they are uncancelable. That's why totalitarian movements have always hated churches, because they can't control their messages.
That's soundbite number one, Abigail Schreier, what Jewish people were told after objecting to stay-at-home orders. You could vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Alveda King. We were talking with her about the riots and the racism. She answers the question, what will unite people?
There's only one religion that acknowledges God's gift of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Christianity stands as that beacon to those who want God as Father. I believe that it's going to be Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit that will finally heal this racial divide in our lives, in our city, and in the world.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Alveda King. What will unite people? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. And our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Christopher Eskett. We were talking about anointing the sick with oil and preparing people to die. What is a man's dying consolation?
Dying man's consolation is nothing in himself, but everything in Jesus. Jesus has won the victory over death. Jesus forgives sins. So we want to point the dying person to Jesus. If that person is in any way doubting their own worthiness, their own good works, or whether or not their sins can be forgiven. None of that matters. You can't undo. There's no sin that Jesus can't forgive, and there is no death that Jesus has not overcome. So a dying man's consolation is entirely Jesus, and that's what the pastor or any good friend is there to do for the dying person. Point them to Jesus, tell them about Jesus, hold up a crucifix if you possibly can, tell them that Jesus is the victor over sin, death, and the devil.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett. What is a dying man's consolation? Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, by going to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, sending us a tweet at issuesetc, or an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. The fourth and final soundbite comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. Now get ready to vote, because after we've played this soundbite, we are going to take a break, and we're going to start taking your votes for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number four from Pastor Chris Roseborough, talking about Brian Houston's speaking in tongues.
Just begin to sing in the spirit.
It's just utterly gibberish. I always say that this is gibberish, and what God the Holy Spirit gave on the day of Pentecost is not somebody to be able to say, should have bought a Hyundai, could have bought a Kia. You know, that's not tongues. That's a string of nonsensical syllable salad. In 1 Corinthians 14, he forbids people from speaking in tongues without an interpreter. So what you heard Brian Houston doing, you know, uttering gibberish, Paul expressly forbids. He says that, you know, if there's going to be a tongue speaker, let's say legitimately somebody has the gift, he says two or at the most three, and somebody must interpret. And if there is no interpreter, then you are to remain silent. And so he broke the command of Scripture here for orderly worship in Christ's church by doing what he did. He falsely taught that everybody can have this gift when Scripture is clear. Not everybody had that gift. It was one of the gifts that was given as a variety of gifts. And so this is wrong on so many levels. I don't think we're dealing with the biblical Holy Spirit as it relates to Brian Houston. I think we're dealing with a different Holy Spirit altogether, which puts him into a very, very dangerous category. You know, he's potentially a heretic at this point.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on Brian Houston's speaking in tongues. So you've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We'll take a break, and we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-877-623-MYIE, your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, your tweet votes, @issuesetc, and your Facebook votes as well, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be Abigail Schreier, what Jewish people were told after objecting to stay-at-home orders? Will it be Dr. Alveda King, what will unite people? Will it be Pastor Christopher Eskett on what a dying man's consolation is? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on Brian Houston speaking in tongues? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our romp through Romans. Unfair? The potter and the clay, submitting to God's righteousness. Message of salvation for all, and faith comes from hearing. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that for over 40 years, Lutheran Church Extension Fund has had the humble privilege of supporting Lutheran Church Missouri Synod ministries with low-cost loans and resources? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Because of faithful investors like you, we've been able to help church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations. To learn how you can get involved, call 800-843-8233.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkins. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four soundbites, one from Abigail Schreier, one from Dr. Alveda King, one from Pastor Krister Eskett, and one from Pastor Chris Rosebro. Now it's your turn. Your phone call votes get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to St. Louis first, where Norvatus is on the line.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Norvatus. What are you voting for?
Yeah. I'm going to vote for three. I was tossed between two and four, but three came with more Jesus. And I wanted to leave a comment on four. There is initial tongues when one speaks in tongues, according to Acts 2:38 or Acts 1:8. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost have come upon you, and you should be my witness in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. So, and there's a gift in the 14th chapter of Corinthians, and you should have an interpreter if you have gifts, but if you have the initial tongues that every believer should have, and it tells that you are filled to the day of redemption or sealed. The Holy Ghost is a sealer or a preserver, so a preserved one until Jesus come again.
Norvatus, thank you very much. I'd encourage you and everyone else to go back and read those chapters of Corinthians where Paul explicitly says not everyone has the gift of tongues. To require that all Christians have the gift of tongues as a sign of salvation is not supported by Scripture. Paul explicitly says not everyone speaks in tongues. Let's see what Al says. He's listening in Arlington, Texas. Hi, Al.
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
Doing well.
Well, good. I'm calling to vote for Alveda King. Did I say that right?
Alveda King.
Sound like number two. Alveda King, sorry about that, and my apologies to Dr. King, simply because that message is just the universal answer to everything. And as I get older, I find that to be more and more true, and she nailed it. So, thank you.
Al, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Texas. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Fritz is voting for Abigail Schreier. He says they're all very good in the common message they present when it comes to God and Jesus. However, Abigail Schreier sums it up best with churches, synagogues, houses of worship. They answer to God first and foremost, and not to the politically fashionable notions of their age. Fritz, thanks for that vote. Greetings from Carmel, Indiana. Pastor Todd, says Laura. Amen, amen, amen. Dr. Alveda King, What Will Unite Us, is listed as number two on the website, but I'm voting it to be number one. It is always Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who ultimately heal. Without them, nothing is healed, nothing is right. Only in them is there true comfort, peace, and healing for anything, anyone, in any situation. After that soundbite, I could hear the mic drop. Laura, thank you very much for your vote. Les in Haywood, California says, I'm voting for Dr. King for soundbite of the week. I believe her perspective that the Christian church, empowered by the presence of the triune God, needs to step forward, as it has so many times in the past, and take a leadership role in healing these deep wounds that have so deeply divided us. Les, thanks for listening in California. Sharon is, she says, while I think Pastor Chris Roseborough's soundbite was hilarious, I thought it was, I was about to watch The Lion King. I vote for Abigail Schreier. Can't control the message, she said. God's message, God's love, and God taking care of his children will always prevail. Carla listens in Minnesota. Carla says, Pastor Eskett's soundbite gets my vote. Christ loves and forgives all sins. What better words of comfort and assurance can there be for a dying person to hear? If I may borrow from the childhood song, that's what it's all about. Luther listens in Baraboo, Wisconsin. He's voting for Abigail Schreier soundbite number one. It seems that the government has decided that they can determine the religious practices of the citizens, including how and where to worship. Even in-person drive-in services, which respected social distancing laws, are banned in Mississippi. A mayor threatened to permanently close churches in New York City. Abortion clinics and liquor stores were considered essential services pretty much nationwide, yet religion is forced online. After watching Church at Home, because being inside the church building with 100 people is dangerous, we can go to a store, such as Walmart, where hundreds of people are touching everything, items are not sanitized throughout the day, and there's no enforced social distancing, and that's considered not dangerous. The governments throughout the United States are limiting the sacrament and telling us it's not important. Luther, thank you for your thoughts and for your vote in Wisconsin. Lee listens in Heartland, Wisconsin, voting for soundbite number two. Dr. King pointed us to the one thing we can do, pray. Pray that the Holy Spirit begins to bring unity and heal our land. We cannot convince anyone otherwise. All this social media posing about how to do so is vanity. All too often, people are too quick to believe something, true or not, and ultimately believe what they want to believe. So let's pray and pray and pray. Any true mindset change is in the Lord's hands, not ours. Thanks for that vote. Philip listens in Omaha, Nebraska. Philip says, I'm voting for Dr. Alveda King's soundbite because of the simplicity of her observation. Turning the public's attention to their creator and redeemer reveals how sin is the great equalizer, and more importantly, God's gift to all mankind in Christ Jesus. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Dana listens in Holt, Michigan, voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett. What is a dying man's consolation? Because Jesus is, has, and always will be the way to point any person for everlasting life. This vote comes from Carla in Houston. Carla says, I'm voting for Dr. Alveda King's soundbite. This issue is foremost in all of our minds right now. Only our own triune God, who created each and every human being on earth, saved us each by his death and resurrection, and creates faith in the heart of each believer, will be able to heal our country with his own peace and forgiveness. May he lead each of us to take every opportunity to spread the good news of Jesus today. Carla, thanks for listening in Texas. Andy listens in Skaggsville, Maryland. He's voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett. I heard something like this from my pastor several years ago in a scripture study. Quote, a pastor's most important job is not to prepare us for life, but to prepare us for death. That was Pastor Christopher Eskett. Andy, thank you very much for listening in Maryland. Mary Kay listens in Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. She's voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Eskett's articulation of a dying man's consolation. If the dying man's consolation is Jesus, then every man's consolation is Jesus. From conception to baptism to death and every moment in between, it's all about Jesus. Mary, thank you. Nathan listens in Clarinda, Iowa. He says, hey guys, a good group of sound bites as always. Gotta go with number three, Pastor Christopher Eskett. Pure gospel for when it's needed most. Besides, I sat next to Chris when we both took summer Greek back in the early 90s. Great guy and a great Lutheran theologian. Nathan, thanks. Stephen listens in Columbus, Nebraska. He says, it's a tough pick between two and three, which speak to the same underlying problem, but I choose two because it speaks to the larger population as a whole, where three deals with the individual. Melody listens in Charlottesville, Virginia, voting for soundbite number three with Pastor Eskett. What comfort the gospel provides We need to be reminded of what Christ has done for us and rest in his work, not ours. This is especially needed as we are in our final hours and minutes. There is sweet peace knowing how much he loves us and what he has done for us. Hearing it as we are about to meet him, what joy! Thank you, Pastor Eskett, for your loving and timely reminder of all how you are a good neighbor to those who fall asleep in Jesus. Jacqueline in El Paso, Texas says, soundbite number two, best thing our pastors can do to point to unity in the Trinity. This one comes from Vicky in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Soundbite number four, exactly how I've been taught about speaking in tongues. Love the shoulda bought a Hyundai, coulda bought a Kia. Golden, says Vicky. Gabriel says, warm and blessed greetings from Denmark, Europe's oldest kingdom. Two and three sound bites are both great and insightful, hope-filled, and great consolation quotes. I will have to settle for soundbite number two, Dr. Alveda King. What will unite people? Because in this time of trouble in the U.S., unity is what people, and especially Christians, need. Dr. Alveda King's words remind me also of Jesus' high priestly prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was betrayed and captured, to pray for the unity of his disciples and all Christians in John 17. Only the triune God can do this work of unity in our lives. Blessings, says Gabriel. Eileen Eskett is voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Eskett's soundbite. She says, for obvious reasons. Becky listens in North Dakota. Becky says, Dr. Alveda King, clergy should be pointing us to Christ at this time. And Nicola in Wisconsin says she's voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Eskett. She says, I love how the dying man's consolation is the same as every Christian's consolation. We need to be pointed to Jesus, his victory over death, his forgiveness, and his work for us throughout our earthly sojourn from beginning to end. Ideally, we are hearing this every Sunday in church as we prepare for the day when we lie on our own deathbeds. But how especially sweet, in the last hours, to be reminded that you are safe in Christ because he is for you and has already overcome sin and death for you, so that you may depart in peace. Nicola, thanks for listening in Wisconsin. According to your votes this week, winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number two, Dr. Alveda King. What will unite people?
There's only one religion that acknowledges God's gift of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Christianity stands as that beacon to those who want God as Father. I believe that it's going to be Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit that will finally heal this racial divide in our lives, in our city, and in the world.
That's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number two, Dr. Alveda King, what will unite people? The LPR bundle package goes to Laura in Carmel, Indiana, and Al in Arlington, Texas. If you would both send us your shirt sizes and your mailing addresses, talkback@issuesetc.org, you will get the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. They support almost 200 chaplains who represent the church on active duty, the reserves, the National Guard, and Civil Air Patrol. You can find out more about their efforts at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series, The Words of Scripture, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about the word gentleness in the Bible. We'll discuss Christian questions and their answers from Luther's Small Catechism with Pastor Peter Bender, and we'll have Pastor Paul McCain lead us in a teaching on the person and work of Christ in the Solid Declaration of the Formula of Concord. Really, if you stop and think about it, all unity, all peace, what does the apostle say? Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Perfect peace, and one day, in Christ, perfect unity. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.